In some cases, ambulances in the northern part of the county took almost an hour to arrive. Dunwoody City Council member Terry Nall says that's unacceptable.
I-285 is clearly a barrier for us in Dunwoody, and until that coverage area is handled in a better way, we're going to continue to have this problem.
Dunwoody declared a state of emergency for its EMS and wants the state to give it permission to provide its own emergency services. The county is the current provider, but contracts with a private company, American Medical Response. DeKalb CEO Michael Thurman says they are hopeful they can cover the entire county efficiently while keeping costs low. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.